morning of the receipt from the book of Ephesians. Sixth chapter, last chapter of Ephesians.
That's good. I'll pick up.
What is it?
Amen.
Ephesians 6. I'm going to read you the 10th through the 18th. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And the Lord has blessed for the reading of his word. Again, Lord, we ask that you would just bring us a message this morning, Lord, that you would have. Father, that you could use this your servant. Lord, that we might be able to gain this morning of that which you have intended for us. Open our hearts, Lord. Unstop our ears, that we might hear what the Spirit says. Lord, we stand so empty. So fill us, Father, of your word. Use us, O God, as you can see. In the precious name of Jesus. The battle is raging. Battle lines are drawn. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, the battle is raging. Satan is on a rampage. I don't have to tell you that. You can see it all around and about you, everywhere you go. He is determined to defeat Christians. He is determined to put down the church of God. He is trying every trick in the book to defeat you and I. All the goodness that is in this world today, Satan hates. He hates me for preaching the word of God. And it shows up almost every time that I stand in the pulpit. Opposition. Yes. Satan is so rampant and he is so determined to destroy the church and the people of God. Sometimes I wonder if Satan is going to keep the upper hand. If he's going to continue to be allowed to persecute Christians. You know, the Apostle Paul was in a form of Satan when he went about to destroy the Christians. He went about to persecute Christians, to defeat them, to do anything. He had authority of all the government to do this. But the Apostle Paul was stopped dead in his tracks. He was stopped completely. Well, let me tell you, old Satan will be defeated. No question about it. He will be stopped in his tracks. When Christ returned, when he says enough is enough is enough, yes, Satan will cease. All the evil things that he's practiced over the years, all that he has tried to do to the church, is going to stop. Can you imagine a church without opposition? No, you can't. It can't. Can you even imagine being able to walk out into the world without evil trying to destroy you? We mentioned this morning in Sunday school about the, I call them leeches of the world, where they're out to every trick in the book to get your money. Yes. Just anything that they can come up with to get you to donate to some organization or something, if that, not that, then some of them are old enough to use their own name, contribute to me. Yeah. They'll do that. We have here the Apostle Paul writing. He says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Brothers and sisters, at this time, in the age of time, if there ever was a time we need to be strong, it's now. Because every time we turn around, we're going to be hit. We're going to be hit with something. Satan is going to try to get you to turn against your brothers, your sisters. He's going to try to get you to walk away from the Almighty God. The only one who can furnish us with what we need. Satan has a lot to offer, but not one bit of it do you need. The thing that he offers is short-lived. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God. He's speaking here of the soldiers, of comparing a Christian to a soldier on the battlefield. As we, he's telling us to put on the whole armor of God. Now, what kind of a soldier would you have in the field if you sent him out there to do battle with no armor? Nothing to protect him. He's wide open. How long would he last?
Not very long.
He wouldn't last very long till he would be cut down and he would be destroyed in a moment. Exactly the same as you and I in this world today. We won't last 1 minute without the protection of the whole armor of God. We would, if you walked out that door and hit this world, which a lot of people try to do, how long are you going to last? How can you live without God? How can you live without the power that he has? We can't. I've heard people say it right here in this church. I don't know how people live, how they can stand it. not knowing Jesus? How can they go through the things of this world without knowing Jesus? He says, put on the whole armor of God. Because he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Flesh and blood? No. If we were to confront Satan in a flesh and blood, we could defeat him. Yes, we could put him down. Because if we are strong enough, we can do it. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual powers, rulers of darkness of the world. You know, it would seem that the whole world is now being ruled by evil. Money grabbers. People that cannot, they don't even care about their neighbors. They don't care about people starving to death. All they want is more, more, more. Give me more. Yes, the peoples that have big monies don't think about sharing it with their wealth, with the people that are poor. No, they'll take from the poor, give me more. No. Just the opposite of what it should be. Yeah. The rulers of the darkness of the world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, you go to the top, you'll find it. And if you go to the top today, look out what you're going to find. If we knew the truth about the rulers of our country, let alone this whole world, if we knew the whole truth about us, it would scare us to death. There's so much that we don't know. That's a good thing. Because if we did know, there'd be an uproar and an uprising. No doubt about it. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, if you kind of read between the lines and if you kind of look at things that have been done, things that are said, what do we find today as far as Jesus Christ is concerned in America? What do we find? Is he being elevated? Is he being lifted up? Is he being honored? Is Almighty God being honored?
Whoa! Oh, wow! Oh, my gosh.
Are you all right?
Oh,
yeah. Am I all right? I hope so, Lord.
That was a good word.
No.
You trying to defeat me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In any way that he can. You know, I guess I've been around guns too much. I guess I've shot too much. I guess I've done this. No, that didn't scare me.
But it didn't scare you.
No.
Well, come on down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, come stand under this one.
Yeah, I think
it
looks like
another
one.
I cannot believe that.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. He will defeat us if it's possible. He will defeat our church. He will do anything to put down Jesus Christ. Our country, as I said a while ago, our country, which way is it going with Jesus Christ? If you look around and about you, you're going to find that the spiritual wickedness in high places, that Jesus Christ and God is being put down on every hand. Every place you turn, you're going to find that he is being put down. Whoa. What about some of the other religions? What about the Muslims? What about them? Elevated. Don't you say a word against a Muslim. don't you say one word against some of these false gods, because they have the rights. You know.
Amen.
There's no place in this world for Jesus Christ. But yes, you can have all the rest of these false governments, false gods you want to have, and we'll support them. Yes, government will support government. That's you and I. Money out of our pocket will support these false gods. Spiritual wickedness in high place. What do we need? Well, for sure we can't fight it alone. So he said, put on the whole armor of God. And he goes ahead and tells us of the things that we should put on. The belt, the girdle, the belt that goes around our belly. In the battlefields, they had a belt that went around them, that girded them together, that they...
No, Tom turned it out.
The belt that put around them, it carried all the things that they needed. Their knives and what have you, their weapons of all kinds was around their belt. It pulled it all together. It had what they needed together. You and I need to be girded around and about with a belt. A belt being Jesus Christ to hold us together, to keep it all together. You know, there was a story I read that said that one battle was fought. And that battle was fought in a way that had never been fought before. They sneaked in at night and they cut the belt of the other, the enemies. They just simply cut their belt and left. Well, in the morning time when the battle started, they reached for their belt, they started to gird their things in, and when they did, it fell off. They had no defense. They were defeated so easily. Reminded me, Florence, of the other day when I was telling you I was out there washing my tractor. Well, forgot my belt. Well, I didn't forget it. You know, don't get any personal now, but that's not right. When you put on a pair of jeans that's just been washed, they fit real nice, don't they? They're nice and tight. You pull them up around you, boy, they just stay there real good. You know? They do good. But as the day wears on, and you warm them up a little bit, and they start to do whatever they do, they get so big, and the first thing you know, you're constantly yanking them up. That's what I done. Till about noon. I didn't put no belt. Well, I went out there mowing the grass and everything. I come back and started washing my tractor, my mower up there in front of the garage. And, yes, I'm washing away like this, and the first thing you know, they went down the I let them feel. I said, boy, I hope nobody wants to do didn't have my girt. Wasn't girded. See, folks, what can happen to you? You can lose your britches. You can lose a lot more if you forget the belt that holds us together, Jesus Christ, that holds it all together for us. Yes, if you forget that, it'll be much worse than losing your britches. The breastplate. The belt is truth. The truth. The basics of all things is the truth. Breastplate. Righteousness. That breastplate that covers around the vital parts of our body that the warriors wore was to protect them against being hit in a vital area. The breastplate is righteousness. Righteousness. A Christian needs to be righteous. We need to be right. Yes, shot. Yes. Be ready to spread the gospel. Be ready to spread the word. Our shoes that we put on is be ready to spread. It's that part of us that's ready to move, to do things. You know, I'm constantly talking about doing and being moved, get ready to get this in. Yes. He says, ready to spread the word. The shield. The shield, there were many different kinds of shields. There were individual ones like that. Then there was little bigger ones that was kind of oval shaped. And then there were some of them that said it was as big as a door. That covered the whole front. That could really actually hide behind. Yes, the shield of faith. Faith is our shield. Our shield is faith that's able to ward off all the fiery darts that old Satan can throw at us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. What happened to that fellow on my head?
We don't want to know. Well, your head's pretty hard, though.
Then you could have got you a good bachelor. Yeah. But the shield, the only shield we have is Jesus Christ. He can shield off all the fiery darts that Satan would throw at us. He can shield them off and send them aside. You know, back in the days that he's talking here, they shot arrows at each other. And the arrows that they would fling, can you imagine having a shield up and trying to ward off those arrows as they come at you? Woo! You better hope you got it right. But the shield will deflect those things. And the shield of Jesus Christ will deflect anything old Satan can throw at you. We'll shield it off to the side, to the back. They will not hurt you. Won't go through that armor. He's talking about the shield. You ever been shot at?
As a kid. As a kid.
Back years ago, when I was young and stupid. Yeah, young and stupid. Now I'm old and stupid. We as dumb kids, well, teenagers, we go hunting, you know, out there in the fields. Shotgun. Mm-hmm. We'd step off maybe 150 yards, 200 yards. You shoot each other with shotgun.
Oh.
Yeah, you turn around back and put your head up. You always had to have a coat, but you coat up over your ears. And your cap down, bang, and you hear this little kind of around you, dance off of you. Stupid! Mm-hmm. Yes. Some of the things.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I said we were dead. Now roll. But the shield. Those things that would harm you. We knew that when we were young, that if they hit us on the vital spot, it stayed. It wouldn't hurt you, but it stayed. The helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is probably one of the most important parts. The helmet of salvation. The helmet that was covered their heads. In a battle or in a fight that we've been in or what have you, what part of that person do you go for? Always. It's the head. It's always the head. It doesn't make any difference where the fist, where the club, or whatever it is you're fighting with. It's always the head you go for. The head is protected by the helmet of salvation. Salvation, knowing that Jesus Christ is our Savior, knowing that He is the one that protects us, knowing that we have Him, is our shield, our helmet, salvation. And as this salvation protects us from thoughts, it protects us from the seeds that Satan would throw at you, saying, well, no, it's not like that, it's like this. Satan would deceive us. But that helmet of salvation protects us from those thoughts that old Satan would put in our mind. You know, all evil deeds comes from the thought first. It doesn't matter. You cannot sin without thought. You can't do it. You'll do it. It's fine. Anything you try to do. Thought is there. But helmet of salvation can protect us from those things that Satan would love to put in your mind. Yes, he can convince you all that would be okay. Young folks, yes, you don't have to. You don't have to toe the line like these old fogies are saying. He would allow you that Satan will put those things in your mind, and the first thing you know, then you will have allowed him to take over, and you're in trouble. Yes. And the last one he mentions there is a sword. Well, now all the rest of these things that we have talked about, these breastplates, all these whole armor that we have talked about, protects the Christian from Satan. It protects us from the things that he would throw at us. This one, the sword, is offensive. This is the one we fight back with. This is the only weapon that a Christian has in his arsenal. You can talk any way you like, but the sword is the Word of God. That is the Christian's weapon, is the Word of God. It doesn't make any difference what Satan would throw at you. The Word of God will counter it. It is there. Remember when Christ was being tempted? Satan tempted him, and he said, if thou wilt do this, and if thou wilt do that, then I will give you this, and I'll give you that. And Christ always came back with Scripture. Come back with the Scripture, that it says this and it says that. Yes, he came back with the Word of God. Even Jesus Christ, being equal to God, used the Word of God against Satan. Why can't we? Yes. If we know the Word, we can use the Word. If we don't know the Word, then where is our weapon? We don't know. We don't have it. Yes, study the Word to show thyself approved. Yes, these are things that this weapon, the only weapon we have is the sword, the Word of God. If we are caught without the Word, that doesn't mean you're going to pick up your Bible and go down the road here, and the first person you meet, you're going to stop him and say, whoa, 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 you need this, and you need that, and you need this, and that, and the other thing. No, that doesn't do anything to confuse the issue. It makes a lot of people real mad. And they might take a swing at you. Then you're going to need that shield.
Amen.
You're going to need that shield. No, it doesn't mean that. In a very kind and a very pleasant way, you can say Scripture. You can say it in love. Don't use it as a defense. It is the Word of God is love, and we should use it in love. I've heard people so many times come back at people with Scriptures that just simply tried to make them feel good. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You need this, you need that, you need all this, and then the truth of the matter was they needed themselves. Yes. In love. In love we present the gospel. That's our sword. You know, Christ, as he was going to the cross for you and I, he could have called 10,000 angels, the song says. He could have called and destroyed the whole bunch of them. But no, he didn't. In love, he kept quiet. A lot of times, when we're confronted by the old Satan, we best lighten it up. This scriptures that I read to you, the whole armor of God, we need to put it on. We need it all. If we take any part of it away, if we say, well, I don't need this or I don't need that, yes, you take off that breastplate and your vitals are open. If we take off that breastplate, we take off that helmet, yes. Just for a minute, we take off that helmet, yes, then old Satan will put them thoughts in there. Once he puts them thoughts in there, they won't go away, they'll grow. It takes that helmet of salvation to keep us straight. Our shoes, yes, we need those shoes to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Too often we'll sit and we'll say, well, I can't do anything. No, that isn't what the Bible says. There's not a one of us that can't spread the word in some way. We don't all do it the same way, but there is a way. God is good to us. He has blessed us in a mighty way. He wants to bless us more. But he says to us, in this day that we're living, folks, every day that you live, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Satan's attack is getting worse. God's protection has got to tighten up. It has got to clamp us and keep us where we need to be. That's the only way that we're going to survive. There are so many people's friends. How many of you have friends that aren't saved? Yes. We can all hold our hands up. Yes. They'll never be saved except they hear that gospel. Well, not coming out of the church, that's for sure, to hear it. So we got to deliver it. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, Lord, for all you've done for us. For your goodness and your mercy. We know, Father, that our time is short. But Lord, as long as we're here, Father, we pray, O God, that you give us the courage stand to proclaim your holy name. Keep us saved, Lord, with the full armor of God. Put on us, Lord, all the armor, the whole armor of God. Put it on us, wrap us tight. Lord, don't let us let our guard down, not for one moment. But keep us. Use us, O Lord, as you would, that we might be what you'd have us to be. And then, Lord, at that time, which no man knows, when you say, Lord, Father, enough's enough. And the Lord says, Son, go get your children. That he can look upon us and he can take us away and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And not look upon us and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Lord, that day is soon. Help us upon the work that we do.